This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The labor market in this country, as we tell you every first Friday of the month, continues to get tighter, meaning companies have to work even harder to find and hire the best talent. One employer having particular trouble competing? The federal government. Government salaries and benefits long ago lost their competitive edge. And Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington, it is not getting any better.
The Defense Department has already doubled the probation period for new employees to 2 years. Now, a bill moving through Congress would allow other federal agencies to do the same.
We think 1 year is too short, but we think 2 years is about the opportune time.
Thomas Berger is executive director of the Professional Managers Association. The group represents federal managers. Berger says they need more time to assess employees who have a lot of training early on. You know, jobs like air traffic controllers.
They get to see the finished product, and they get to go out and do evaluations on field visits with them.
But some argue a longer probation may not be the best way to make sure a new hire is the best fit. Max Steyer works with the Partnership for Public Service, which focuses on government efficiency.
It shouldn't really be about the length of the probationary period. The focus should be on, are we using it well to assess the talent and make sure that we have the right folk for the workforce.
Plus, the government is already having a tough time recruiting top talent. Lee Stone is with the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers. He says government jobs used to strike a balance.
The employee is told, listen, in return for taking a job at below market rate for your salary, you have enhanced job stability and you have good benefits.
Now, he says, shrinking pensions, a growing pay gap with the private sector, and the almost annual shutdown threat undermine that deal. Stone says the long probation period is just another reason why people won't want to work for the feds. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.